Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Jones. The NBA Finals resumes tomorrow night.
Oh, good.
Thunder Pacers. Thunder with a chance to win the series. And still no determination yet for Tyrese Halliburton, but it's not looking great. And that's going to be a real shame if he can't go, or even if he does and he's hobbled, because this has been a fun series, been a really competitive, great series for basketball fans out there. But if Halliburton can't go, this one's over.
At what point do you start going, maybe Halliburton's just not built to get through a postseason? This 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Like last year he got hurt. In game two of the Eastern Conference Final. This year he got hurt, what, between games four and five? Like, when did it even happen in the NBA Finals? But at what point do you start looking at Halliburton and go, I mean, he's not Porzingis where you can't trust him at all, but is the guy built to survive a postseason?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I know. 2 for 2. That's tough because who knows what they could have done last year if he had been healthy. And, you know, this year I think they were going to lose the series anyway, even if he played the rest of the way.
Too,
and it was a long postseason, but
it's
still
fair to point it out. Like, it was 2-2 with a healthy Halliburton. And so that's fair to point out, just like we pointed it out with the Celtics a year ago. Yep. What would be different, Boston and OKC, is that the Celtics got that every single round en route to the NBA Finals. Right. The Thunder didn't have to or get the advantage of dealing with that the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Stuff and stuff, history and stuff and stuff, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are. Stuffing history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
Congratulations to my guy Brad Marchand winning his second Stanley Cup last night.
Oh,
did not
win
the Conn Smythe. I thought that was a good bet a week ago, but he did not win. The favorite, Sam Bennett, did win the Conn Smythe. Obviously, he's going to be enjoying his day with the cup and the parade and all that stuff. Is Marchand back with the Panthers, or will it be 3 teams in 2 years?
Oh, I think it's going to be 3 teams in 2. He's going to the highest bidder. So if the Panthers give him the best offer, he'd go back. And I agree with something you said earlier. If he's going to take a discount anywhere, Florida would be that team. But if you watch the post-game interview with him while he's waiting to skate around with the cup, because they stupidly made us wait for him to skate around with the cup last night, the interview he did with Jackie Redmond, she's like, are you going to be back in Florida? He's like, huh? Why? What's that question?
Hang on, huh? Although,
so,
if the market's quieter than you think, so say the highest offer is $6 million and the Panthers are like $5.5 million,
you
might
go
back and be like, I'll try to win 2 in a row.
If that's the gap, maybe, yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to grab back.
We got a football signing, cornerback Jair Alexander, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, signing with the Baltimore Ravens. One year, $6 million, turned down bigger contracts to play with Baltimore and his college teammate, Lamar Jackson.
Okay, I was just going to ask that. I know they both went to Louisville. They did overlap at Louisville?
I think college teammates, maybe even college roommates might have been the story I read, but like buds.
So there you go. Yeah. So he took a discount.
He did.
Wow. How about that?
Play for the Ravens.
Good player.
Could be good, and they could use him. Yep.
Good player. He's been injured, so I don't know if he's quite what he used to be. But
even a step down of Alexander would be useful.
That's a good player.
Turn on the radio!
All right, I didn't have this for the Dork Minute. I think it just came out fresh off the press. Actually, yeah, it came out after the Dork Minute. But one of our favorite shows, the MTV Challenge. Challenge 41 is coming back July 30th, 8 o'clock. It's going to be the Challenge, Vets and New Threats.
Oh,
you like that snappy title?
That is a snappy title. I like it a lot.
So they just unloaded the cast. including CT.
Okay, good vet.
Who Bill Simmons years ago made the great point that CT is the fifth Boston sports team, which is fantastic.
Makes sense.
So he's in there.
Either him or the Free Jacks.
CT, I will say this. I've always rooted for CT.
Me too.
And there are some years where when he shows up, you're like, he's going to win it. There are also years where he shows up and you're like, I don't think this is his year.
Yeah, he looks a little bloated.
So TBD on what this year is going to be like.
You got to see him when he checks in.
But Bananas is in it.
Is he showing up to Devers or like Devers of spring training? How's CT checking in?
Like, he was also great in the Traders.
Tremendous.
He was great in the Traders.
Right, so CT, Bananas.
Bananas, Cara Maria.
Okay, a lot of staples.
Derek. Millionaire Mitchell.
I like Ashley, yep.
And then that's kind of it, really, for vets. I mean, there's other ones that, like, you and I would know, but as far as, like, the ones that are in it
the
all
the time.
The big
ticket ones? Okay.
I think those are the big ticket items, so, but that's enough for me.
That's enough for me. They got plenty of the...
better cast than the Traitor Season 3.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, 3 and the rumored Season 4.
Oh, my bad. I meant 4, but also 3.
But this sounds to me like a version of Fresh Meat. They did Fresh Meat 1 and 2 way back when. That gave you, and some of these guys have been canceled from the show.
Cara Maria, right?
Cara Maria and Laurel were on Fresh Meat 2.
Cara Maria, by the way, made her debut back on the Greg Hill Morning Show back in the day. She was on that show like years and years ago.
But like before,
way before
the challenge?
MTV. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Yep. But they were both on Fresh Meat 2. Kenny and Evan... canceled. But
canceled. Kenny could come back, though. Trump's America. He could be back.
Those guys did a lot of winning. Evelyn...
Evelyn was good.
Arguably the greatest female in the history of the show.
Okay.
And so they're good finds on Fresh Meat. If that's what they're doing, good work.
All right, maybe that will work.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Wah, wah. 93.7, Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
We got day baseball today, Jones. 4 o'clock. 4:10 first pitch here on WEEI. That means a 3:10 pregame show. We mentioned this briefly earlier, but the lineup is out.
Oh?
Not great.
Got to be a good one. It's not?
Duran, Toro, Anthony at the top.
Okay.
All right.
That's been standard.
Roman
lately,
Anthony,
yep.
I would say due. Due to get hot.
Again, as we've told you a couple of times today, he's hitting 80.
Oh, I did see that he's 5th on MLB's Rookie of the Year ladder somehow.
Wow.
It's a down year for rookies. The kid from the A's is going to win.
Jacob Wilson and Narvaez the top two.
That guy,
and then Roman Anthony's 5th.
Wow. Well, when Narvaez starts the All-Star game, that'll help.
That will.
Roman Gonzalez is your DH today, and they are not going up against a lefty. So I don't love that.
No.
Marcelo Meyer hitting 5th, our guy. Trevor Story. David Hamilton has to be in the lineup for some reason.
Oh, boy.
Christian Campbell's in center field because Hamilton's at 2nd.
I don't like that.
Connor Wong with his 0 RBI. Will hit 2nd leadoff tonight.
So no today. Narvaez or Rafaela.
Right. Not great, Bob.
Day game after a night game. Yikes. They have an off day tomorrow. Feel like they didn't really need to do that. But there's a lot is on Crochet's shoulders.
A lot on Crochet.
It's what you pay him for. Yep. So come through.
My name is
Team USA Hockey will open up the 2026 Winter Olympic Games against Latvia.
Oh, good. Big rival. You got to start with a big rival.
Well,
you want to reel people in.
Look out.
Start with a big rival.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
Do you think they'll have Porzingis drop the ceremonial first puck in that
game?
They
should.
They should.
They should.
Like,
although,
it makes a ton of sense.
Do you want him walking around with his injury history? Do you want that man wobbling around on the ice? Probably
no.
not.
Well, you have to put the carpet down.
That's true.
You have to put the carpet down for that. There was supposed to be, Jones, a race between Noah Lyles, the Olympic 100-meter champion.
Yeah, which you have to remind people about because people forget about all these Olympians from last summer.
That's not true. We all remember Ryan Lochte.
I don't remember who this guy is anymore. But, yeah, okay, he's the 100-meter champ.
Oh, yeah, you forgot about Michael Phelps? Okay, you forgot about Michael Phelps.
100-meter champ?
You got a real small brain. You don't remember about Michael Phelps. You remember Ali Raisman?
Barely.
Local.
Yeah, she is.
Noah Lyles won the 100. And it was actually one of the craziest races ever. It looked like he was going to finish 6th, and he won at the end. And Tyreek Hill were going to race.
Yep.
Because I think, you know, they were talking trash. Noah Lyles was talking trash about the speed of those guys, whatever. That race is off. Noah Lyles has had to cancel that due to personal reasons.
Oh. He canceled it.
Yeah, my guess is fear of losing, but I don't know exactly what those personal reasons. Yeah, he called it.
Yeah, his marketing agent was like, "Hey,
can't lose to a football player.
If you agent lose to Tyreek Hill, your marketing opportunities, which have already dried up, will really dry up.
Correct.
So yeah, get out of there.
Can't have it." Yeah. The Indiana Fever, led by Caitlin Clark, have clinched a spot in the Commissioner's Cup Championship game with an 88-71 win over the Connecticut Sun. Now, this game was not without its controversy, Jones.
I saw.
There was a lot of physical play, some pushing and shoving, maybe some bad sportsmanship in there. I think Caitlin Clark had, hit in the face at one point. Sophie Cunningham.
Hit in the face and then, punched and then tackled.
There was, a hard foul of Sophie Cunningham.
She seems to be in the middle of a lot of these, is what I would say. What is the Commissioner's Cup? Is that the NBA Cup? Is that the same thing?
Grab bag.
Do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag?
Well, the answer is no, but we have a new suggestion.
Oh, what's the new suggestion?
Devers dong counter? Something like
Devers
that.
Devers hit a dong.
Yeah, we could do that.
He's hitting one Friday, I'll tell you that much. I will tell you that much.
Okay, well, there's suggestions, but the real answer is no.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top MLB performer from last night. And Jones, boy, do we have a bunch. Was it?
Can't be many Red Sox.
Andy Pages, 4 for 4.
Again.
He's good. The guy's out of
here.
He's
pretty good.
4 for 4.
Andy Front Pages.
So good, you should probably not say his name.
I'll get it next time. Yeah. 4 for 4.
I like
Couldn't
that.
Get him out.
Yeah.
2 home runs,
nice.
3 RBI, 3 runs scored.
Oh, wow.
Was it Cam Smith, 4 for 5? 2 dongs, 3 RBI,
they got
3 runs scored.
They got him out, though.
Was it Salvador Perez, 3 for 4, 2 dongs, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored?
Got him out. And
was it Michael Toglia, 3 for 5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI? Was it Javier Baez, 3 for 4, 2 home runs, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored? They're both solo shots.
Yeah.
Was it Brian Wu, 7 Ooh. Scoreless innings against a good Sox lineup
Could
with
be.
6 Ks? Or was it Kyle Hendricks, 6 scoreless, 9 Ks?
Man, I feel like there were a lot of options, that more than normal.
Was Big Dumper in there?
Who?
Was Big Dumper in there?
No.
6 RBI?
Well, sorry, Nick.
I feel like this is the Jones side of it.
Did he hit 2 home runs like all those other guys?
He had a grand slam.
The Red 2 home runs like those other guys?
Hang on. The Red Sox had 2 hits and 5 different players in baseball had double dong nights last night?
Yeah.
Wow.
At least that many.
I'm going Andy Front Pages.
You think Andy Front Pages?
Rip out the pages. I'm going with Andy.
Yeah, 5 guys hit 2 home runs last night.
The Red Sox had 2 hits.
There was,
nice.
38 different guys hit home runs last night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a
Red
good
Sox,
night.
Red Sox had no runs.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a ball player who would play multiple spots, played most of his games at second base.
Okay.
Also played left field, right field, third base, shortstop, center field, and DH.
Wow, so that's something.
He'll move positions.
When the team asks him, he'll be doing it. It sounds like Ben Zobrist.
Super great team player. Is not Ben Zobrist.
Okay.
Did play 19 years in the majors.
Wow.
Including the Mariners, as we do. In addition to the Mariners, Rangers, Angels, Orioles, A's, Astros, Indians. Sorry to say that, but that's the team that he played for then.
That was the team he played for at the time.
He played for the Indians.
Now the Guardians.
Right. Yes. But he didn't play for the Guardians, Jones. He is a guy that would some good steal seasons.
Oh.
Topped out at 39, multiple 20-plus steal seasons. He was never an all-star, but was a great teammate.
Never an all-star.
Never an all-star.
What year? Give me a range of when he was in Seattle.
All right. Oh, Seattle? 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. His last season in the majors was 04. He broke into the majors with 5 games played in 1986.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah. So the guy played almost 20 years in the majors.
86.
Had playoff appearances for Texas and Seattle.
Oh boy, I'd like to even vent. I don't even have guesses.
Twitch chat
already have it.
Twitch chat has it.
I'm not looking yet.
Let me check YouTube.
I'm not looking, Billy. I'm sticking with this. So he was in the
let me see if YouTube has it.
The Rangers, yep. Mariners, swiping bags, second base, swiping but move bags. Wherever you
oh,
want.
Oh, wherever you need him. Good teammate.
Played 19 years in the bigs, never made an all-star team.
Switch hitter.
Which sounds very forgettable, but okay.
Throw it. He'd hit from the right side, then he'd go in there, dig in from the left side, hit there as well. Career 259 hitter.
I mean, are we going 0 for guesses? We don't even have guesses. Me, Billy,
no
Nick.
Guesses.
Not even a guess. I don't think I have any.
Guy in the 80s, it's not a popular name. I have no idea.
All right. Well.
You're going to kick yourself.
I might. I don't
probably
think
already had him.
I don't think no, I have
I
it.
I don't think so.
I'm breaking and looking.
Oh, it might have been scrolled
Was it
up.
A double EF flap helmet?
Good question.
No, probably. It's not Sean Figgins.
No. I thought about Sean Figgins. That would be too easy.
Also think we've had him before.
It's not definitely. It's not Harold Reynolds.
It's not Harold Reynolds.
Who is it? I don't see
that
it.
That guy stole a lot of
bags. I don't see it on the text line. And I think it's too far past on the switch chat. Who is it?
Mark McLemore.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Mark McLemore. Yep. The thrift shop.
I was going to say, didn't make the top five rappers list the other Friday when you were out.
No, I probably just missed.
Although you weren't here.
No, I wasn't.
He would not. Mark McLemore.
Yeah, Mark McLemore.
I do feel like.
Guy played a lot of games in the bigs.
I do feel like I remember some Mark McLemore baseball cards, but that's not working out for me here.
2001, he was 36 years old. He stole 39 bags.
So that's some young legs.
Yeah.
Spry legs.
Yep.
Okay.
Good player.
Well.
Random.
Random.
I mean, random. Maybe
some
not good.
Would,
random.
Some would say forgettable, but.
20 years in the majors.
But random.
He was out there a lot.
Okay. That's the random ball player every day in the grab bag. I would say that was an especially poor performance.
Yeah,
the
what
three
happened
of us. We have a guess.
Good Lord.
I can't even think of second baseman for either
good
team, for God's
Lord.
Sakes. Okay.
He hit three.
He didn't play second base. He played every
well, that,
position.
Well, that is what threw me off, too. I'm like, I don't just need to think of a Mariners second baseman. I need to think of a Mariners second baseman who played every single position and played for like 10 teams.
And
I was drawing blanks on that.
I should have given you
like,
guys
I could have guessed like Brett Boone, but go.
He hit three home runs off of Kevin Apier. And two off of Ricky Bonas.
That's Mark McLemore. Now I would have.
Now you know who I'm talking about.
How dare you?
That's right.
We will get to the clip du jour coming up, and we'll check in with WEEI Afternoon and see what they have next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we were reacting to June Lee's report last night on NBC Sports Boston that the Red Sox, when they're looking to hire somebody in their baseball ops department, they used AI, or basically a robot, to conduct the interview.
Five rounds of interviews.
Which we thought was crazy, but apparently they're not the only ones doing it. Let me introduce you to WEEAI.
Do you have previous radio experience?
Yeah, you'd be like, listen, I you know, podcasting's a thing. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you want to work for WEEI.com.
What do you think about Ted Johnson?
What?
Okay, well, I mean, I like Ted.
He works here. Good guy.
Good teammate.
Good football player. Sure. Yep.
That's a good answer.
Oh, so there's a little feedback, too.
Okay, so not just...
Oh, I like that.
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
What?
Who programmed this thing?
I knew about the Super Bowls.
I definitely knew about the Super Bowls.
I couldn't have
the specific amount of tackles.
I did not have the number of tackles.
Okay.
Are you proficient in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel?
Sure.
Ted Johnson is.
Who is? Fine.
Ted Johnson and I once split an entire steak and cheese sub with onions and peppers.
What the hell?
I'm obsessed.
It eats? There's no way it eats.
Well, maybe Ted ate most of it. An area
Ted
for that
ate
online.
It all.
Okay.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, what 3 movies would you bring? I'd bring 3 Games to Glory, 3 Games to Glory 2, and 3 Games to Glory 3.
What?
What happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
Oh, that's very specific to me.
That's a very specific question. I don't even remember.
If I'm looking to hire Keith, that's not a satisfactory answer. I don't remember.
I don't recall.
Tell us, Rich.
Oh, it's going twice now?
I'm sorry. What was it doing?
A glitch.
Is it okay if I try to take over the world?
Wait. Well, no, I don't like that. How do you respond to that? Because then you're thinking, is this a test or is this the only thing that's going to hear me right now?
Don't talk over me.
All right, yeah. How would you answer that in an interview setting? I'd be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, probably you could.
What are your benefits?
I would think you have a good chance. You're taking over the world.
How long do I have to wait to get health insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your bonus structure?
Okay.
When can you start?
Oh, that's good.
Right away.
It seems like that's pretty positive.
Not bad. I boxed myself into a corner, though, because Ken did pop in one of the breaks and go, all I heard is Jones is volunteering to work nights and weekends.
Like, no. That's how
I said no.
That's how I was answering the robot.
First of all, I was interviewing the robot, Ken. Right. Second of all, this is for the young pups out there. If they were going through this, I was advising them on how to answer.
You're trying to figure out what's the best answer to grade the best, right?
Yeah.
You might not believe everything, but you're like, what does this robot want to hear? So I don't know. So we heard that story. The guy interviewed 5 times just to a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think he got the job.
I think that's on him. I think that was a trap.
Yeah,
I think people are shortchanging Breslow. I think Breslow set a trap. And this moron,
like, what is this guy
this
doing?
Moron just kept taking AI interviews. Yeah. They're like, can you believe this idiot kept doing it?
Yeah.
I think we're all missing it.
You might be right.
But there you go. That is the clip du jour. Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe, WEEAI. Boy, was there egg on our face when we found out that we conduct.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, the Red Sox are a joke.
Similar interviews to the Red Sox. Okay. You can dial up WEEI afternoon, 617-779-7937. You have WEEAI's favorite, Ted.
That's right.
Fitzy and Ball. Getting you game ready for the Red Sox and Mariners. Day baseball here today on WEEI. Big start for Garrett Crochet. Close it out with a victory and hopefully a series victory. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.